I'm just curious your thoughts about what attracts people to something above and beyond just sort of showing up and kind of doing the basics.
Well, I think my answer to that would be twofold. The first one is that we are a community of hospitalists, and doing the learning in a communal setting like this, getting to see what the spread of answers is amongst your colleagues, is a chance to participate in your career development and your maintenance certification process in a social and interactive setting. The second answer is, sometimes I think when we take these exams alone, we have a tendency of trying to identify the correct answer and then stopping. But what the 2 hours that we spend on this module in the group setting allows us to do is it allows us to encourage that intellectual curiosity, which is why we went into medicine in the first place. It allows us to explore not only what is the right answer, but also what are the interesting questions that are raised by all of the answer options, what's the new literature, and we may come across things that we would not have found if we had been doing it on our own. My sense is that the people who come to this are probably a cut above. They're people who are really committed to being more evidence-based and understanding what the evidence is and how they apply that to their patients. The other thing that strikes me is that when you take the actual recertification exam, it's an exam. You find out whether it's pass or fail. But when you go through this process of getting to look at the questions, look at all the answers, ask questions, discuss it as a group for the controversies, that's an entirely different process. And in one, it's an evaluation, but more fundamentally, what this is a learning process. And I think the people who come want to be part of that.
How much do you think that extends to the other 3 days of this as well, in terms of not just here where it's more rapid-fire, interactive questions, but also the next 3 days of where, you know, you'll get into some of the clinical specificities of each of those questions? You know, yeah. There's an hour and a half session on C. diff. There's an hour and a half session on what are the best benzos to use for X, Y, or Z. I mean, how do you see that extending over the next few days?
I think there's a very different feel to learning in a group setting with your peers than there is to sitting down with a journal or a magazine or a textbook or an online module at home. And I think part of what makes this conference engaging is not just content, it's the milieu, and it's a social milieu of our peers, and we're learning together, and we're exploring these difficult issues together, and I think that's what draws people.